In this day and age, almost everybody's virtual. So virtual assistants are a very easy, inexpensive way to start out. Really, in this business, almost everything can be virtual now except for in-person sales appointments. And like if you're good at sales and you like running the appointments, you can only go so far with that, right? You can only talk to so many
Right.
people. So what you need to do is you need to train other people to take that over for you. And then you have to let go of that control. Like you said, some people just don't trust that somebody else is going to do it right. As a business owner, we need to understand as entrepreneurs, nobody's going to do it the way we would do it. Nobody's going to do it 100% like we want. You have to get the business to a level to where it's operating functionally and serving the way you want. And you need to understand that there's going to be different ways to get to the end goal as long as they're following the main steps and processes. So that's up to you as a leader to put systems in place and train people so that you can scale that appointment setting. And then you stay on top of them and you coach and you mentor them in doing it. And then if you still really just want to take some appointments, you can. But the only way you can scale is you got to bring in and put those people in place. So for every aspect of the game, you can use virtual assistants. And if you're doing virtual wholesaling, you can use virtual assistants. But if you're in a business in a market where somebody has to meet somebody personally, then you got to have them in place and on location.